Listen to this news. Russia's new trade agreements with four North African countries. President Vladimir Putin has announced plans for Russia's new trade agreements with four North African countries, including Morocco, Egypt, Tunisia, and Algeria. According to a report by the Russian news agency TASS, Putin made the announcement at a recent cabinet meeting. He has asked officials to submit a report that includes a feasibility study and potential benefits to Russia. This strategic move aims to transform the political trust between these countries and the Russian Federation into an economic alliance. This could potentially counter the opposition forming against Russia in this region due to the Ukraine war. Putin is targeting the vast potential of the African continent and its future development. In his announcement, Putin stated that Africa's immense size and potential for positive development will create an exciting platform for mutual economic growth. Putin is also interested in increasing his influence in these countries with great potential through trade and economic cooperation. The Russian president also noted the importance of developing solid political relations between Russia and Africa based on trust and friendship. African countries consider Russia a friend, and we consider African countries as friends, he said, reiterating the need to turn this political belief into concrete economic cooperation. Putin also expressed confidence in Africa's future, saying the continent will evolve in a positive direction and realize what has been lost in past decades. Future trade agreements will cover this possibility. He said that a comprehensive approach is required for the full implementation of the agreement. According to experts, the proposed trade agreements will serve as a major economic stimulus for Russia and North African countries. This is a strategic effort to increase trade and investment, and will also boost economic prosperity in the region itself. At the same time, one cannot ignore the suspicion that Russia has some other hidden interests in it, commented an economist. The relationship between Russia and African countries is marked by both historical and contemporary ties. However, Russia has recently been making efforts to strengthen this relationship even further. Direct ties to the Soviet Union were prevalent among nations in the region, including Angola, Ethiopia, and Mozambique. During the Soviet era, these countries were known for their support of Russia's independence movements and post-colonial governments. In recent years, Russia has begun to focus more on sectors like energy, mining, and arms sales in the region. In the inaugural Russia-Africa Summit of 2019, leaders from 43 out of the 54 African nations participated. This indicates Russia's renewed strength and dominance on the continent. In the context of global geopolitical dynamics, this is a setback for countries like China, the United States, and former colonial powers in Europe that have significant interests in Africa. These nations are cautiously observing Russia's new announcements. Don't miss it, global travel market to hit $15.8 trillion by 2029.